I know that we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
Welcome to the MIB Podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB Podcast.
We hope everybody's having a fantastic week.
Yes.
I think we did stuff this week. I don't know. It's all a big blur.
We did a lot of stuff this week. We worked a lot. Well, Mike worked a lot on eBay.
Yeah.
We are getting ready. We've done some Christmas shopping for business.
Already done that. Yep. Been there, done that. Yep. Already going. And that's kind of what we're going to be doing really, really hardcore for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah. Nonstop. Go, 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 go. Shopping, 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 sending, 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 making that money.
Yeah, it's going to be literally go out, shop, come home, get everything either listed on eBay / labeled, sent out to Amazon on a daily basis. So our UPS man is going to love us because we're going to be making him all the monies. Right?
Yeah, but he's going to hate us at the same time because he's going to be carrying all them boxes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to drop them off. We're not going to pay for it. Used to be UPS used to be really cheap. They'd pick it up for like $7.
Yeah.
And we'd give them like 30 boxes. So it worked out perfect.
Yeah.
Now it's like $15 or something like that. And
yeah,
we're like, screw it. Cause it's like kind of on the way to go anyway, to drop them off to do different things we do anyway, chiropractor and shopping, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, whatever. besides that, I mean, I'm not really sure it feels like we did nothing this week, but I don't really
remember.
We had Halloween. Halloween. Yeah. Halloween was last night. So this episode will come out Monday, but yeah, we did do that last night.
Yeah, so Bella, our 10-year-old, she was Cruella de Vil, and Chase, our second, she was Aurora.
Aurora, Sleeping Beauty.
Yes. And then Zoe, our 5-year-old, she was Mulan. Then Tessa was Cinderella.
Yeah, in a pink dress.
Yes. And then Mike was Captain America.
Yes, I was.
And I was Snow Black.
Which is like Snow White.
Kind of like Snow White.
Except African-American.
But the black one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Never mind. I want to go there. But yeah, it was funny. And we had a good time, and everybody ran around the neighborhood, and they got a lot of candy, and me and Ty ate a bunch of it and felt sick afterwards. And today we went back on our diet.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. But why don't we do a little bit of house cleaning, and we'll roll right into today's episode.
So guys, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast, and send us your success stories, emails. We'd love to get them. We'd love to hear about the first $100 that you made, first $1,000 that you made. We will love to see that at info@themibpodcast.com.
And if you have doing a lot of holiday shopping, we will be happy to give you a cheat sheet. If you shoot us an email and let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, so when you send that email, put in the title, cheat sheet, and the cheat sheet will actually help you with the ranking system on Amazon. So anytime that you're shopping, you just whip out your cheat sheet, and it's going to say the category, and it's going to say what rank you need to stay above when shopping.
Yeah, the whole key of that is me and Talia's whole idea of shopping, especially fourth quarter, is to never hold anything longer than 30 days. That way you don't get charged, whatever it's called.
Long-term storage.
Long-term storage, which is 30 days in Amazon terms during the fourth quarter.
Yes.
So October, November, December, they basically multiply by 5 of what you would pay. But
painful.
We use such a tight ship that, I mean, it's super light. Super lightweight, everything turns over so quick. And that's the way to do business. You know, we're constantly running out of inventory, which is a good thing.
Yep.
So today's episode is going to be, episode 61.
Man.
And what is it called?
Married and Materialistic or Realistic.
So this reminds me of a great song, which Ty will now sing.
I know that we are living in a material world. And I am a material girl.
If not. So that was what, Madonna, I think?
Yes, Madonna's in the material 80s. Girl, yes.
Yeah, she's a material girl. I mean, she wasn't fighting it. I mean, she knew what she was. Right, she's going with it. But we hear this all the time. We used to hear this from our friends when we were in, like, Amway. When we used to be in, oh, I guess, should I say that out loud? When we were in multi-level marketing, right? We used to hear people say all the time, what do you guys are being materialistic. Why do you care that they drive these Ferraris and they drive these, you know, nice cars, got these big houses and whatever else. So at the time, I'm like, maybe they got a little bit of point, but really not.
Yeah.
But I did say, you know, some things are like, maybe you don't need them. Maybe that's just a more of a want than a really a need. But what I want to talk about really today is, well, what we're going to talk about is the fine line between both of those.
Right.
So why don't we start with living, right? People think that some people out there think they should be dead broke and be like that forever, and they're going to live off Social Security and their 401k. Truth of that is what? It's going to be really, really tough living.
It'll be really hard. I mean, we are in our 30s, and
she's almost 40.
I'm not almost 40. I'm almost 38. Anyways, so like I was saying, you know, we as 30-year-olds may not even have the opportunity to live off of Social Security. And we might, but the likelihood is getting slimmer and slimmer, right? So
government keeps borrowing from it, which they're not supposed to be able to do, but they keep doing it. So that's weird.
But that's not the point. The point is that you can't depend on something that's not there, right? And so our vision and our hope for our future is that we would build something that would take care of us and our family in the long term. And so what that means is, you know, we have a lot of kids and they need to eat and they need stuff. They grow and they need clothes and, you know, eventually they're going to get married, right?
Yeah. Let's talk
about something you love to talk about.
Yeah. Let's talk about small things first, right? Yeah. Clothes. I mean, people like, well, do they need the, truthfully, yes. If your kid is not passing classes and being a fool and acting up, they shouldn't be wearing Jordans. Right? Let's just be honest. Shouldn't be, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe that's your preference because, you know, you're a single parent and you want to make sure that you're taking care of your kid and giving them the nice things and all that. But I believe that things should be earned, right? Our kids are spoiled, but they also get like straight A's.
Yeah. They're
very, very smart kids. And they work hard. And they care.
And they care about people.
And they care about people. So that's one thing. Nice clothes. I mean, you don't have to be. I mean, for me, I'd love to buy Talia a pair of red bottom Louis Vuittons, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just more like a thing. It's not even for Talia. It's for me to say this is something nice I can do for my wife, right? Our 10-year anniversary, I bought her a Coach purse. She didn't even want it up front, but then when I showed it to her, got her, you know, the matching clutch or what, clutch?
Yes.
Whatever, or whatever.
Clutch wallet.
Well, yeah, well, yeah. Then she was excited about it, and that was a cool thing, right? And it's very durable. It lasts a lot longer than all the cheap purses you bought.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So not a bad thing, right? Is that materialistic? It's just or realistic that, you know, maybe you want to spoil your wife every once in a while. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
We go out every year to Ruth Chris. That's not being materialistic. We just want to celebrate our marriage one day a year with a big fat steak.
And some shrimp.
Right? And some shrimp, yeah, on top. our cars. We have four kids and a small Toyota Highlander right now. We are looking into getting a Suburban, which is, I know, terrible on gas and more expensive. Is that materialistic or is it realistic? We have a lot of people and a bigger vehicle is more safer than a little micro machine SUV.
Yeah. And I mean, we really do have to think about, especially Chase and Bella, because they're super tall, like their mom. And for their age, they're very tall. And as they get older, they're only going to get taller. And, you know, our back seat, the third row, is not going to fit them for very long. And yeah. It's not really a place for our younger children. So, you know, us going out and getting something that is more expensive and bigger is a good fit for our family. It's not even has nothing to do with the dollar amount because I don't really could care less about the dollar amount. I just need something that's going to fit my kids and that we can actually travel in because you guys haven't traveled with four kids in a small SUV with luggage and, you know, pack and plays and diapers and snacks for the road and everything else you need. You either got to strap the suitcase on the roof or you got to strap the kids on the roof. So yeah. We'd prefer not to strap anything on the roof and have room for everything we need.
Yeah, and that's really tough. Like I said, with all of our kids, it makes it very tough with a little SUV. It makes it even harder when we have shopping to do.
Yes.
Right? Because when we were going around Maine last year shopping before we decided to get the U-Haul trailer put on the back, whatever, we literally would pile stuff on kids. They would literally have bags of stuff on them.
Yeah.
And we had a roof bag that we packed to the brim. And this was, I mean, it was a lot of suffering, really, it came down to it.
Yeah.
Like one day, me and Taya filled up this whole thing so much, our car so much, that it was only the baby, too, that she was literally so mad because she couldn't see anywhere outside, but just out the window, right?
Yeah.
See in front of her,
she had one
behind
hole.
Her.
It was the window.
Yeah, and Taya, like, we literally had my, it was stuff on top of me, and I had my armrest on, like, on stuff that we were buying, right? So, not being materialistic, probably just being realistic that we need a bigger vehicle for business and whatever else. You know, you could have a plumbing company and, you know, using your, you know, smart car. Is it a very good car for the, you know, job? No, it's not.
No.
Right? You can have an Uber and have a Miata, but only carry one person. Not going to be very good.
And they
right?
probably don't want to sit next to you.
So, a home, right? Can me and Talia and the four kids, four girls, I have to emphasize that, live in a small home? Sure, we could live in a 1,500 square foot, 1,000 square foot home. No problem. They just got to sleep on top of each other. And they're going to share, all of us are going to share a bathroom. And me and the dog just have to pee outside. You know, that was kind of the way it was when we had two kids. Remember that?
Yeah.
We had a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. The bedrooms weren't the problem. It was the bathroom.
Yeah.
Literally, if you're sitting on the toilet, there had to be a kid in there sitting on their little baby potty. And they're dropping number two and literally killing you, right? Remember that?
I remember.
All the time, right? So is that being materialistic that, we probably need a few bathrooms?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, kind of the point is when you look around and you look at other people and you know, we all kind of have our own judgments, our own thoughts about how other people should live and, you know, what the right thing is and if they're materialistic or not, or if they're just being flashy or if they, you know, do they really need that? Well, you know, do you know their situation? Do you know their funds? Do you know how many people are in their family? Just because they're at the store by themselves doesn't mean that that's all there is just them, right? So we really have to, you know, reevaluate how we view other people and what they do with their lives, you know, and unfortunately we live in a world now where everything is, you know, you can't say anything to anybody because everybody is offended. Yeah. But, you know, we do need to not be so judgmental, I think, as well.
And I think another thing is I feel like the more you earn, the more you should be saving. The more you earn, you shouldn't have any debt because you make so much, right? And you can have nicer things or nicer anything, right? I mean, how about, you know, is it materialistic to have a, you know, $200 a month security bill? Technically, no, not really. If you feel insecure that your house is whatever, it sounds like a good idea, right?
Right. Protect what you have.
Yeah, or having a big gate in front of your house. People are like, well, you got that big mansion with the big gate up front. Yeah, gates keep you away. But to me, it's all in proportion. Like, to me, it's materialistic that somebody that works at, and don't take this the wrong way, if you work at a fast food joint. I'll just say this. You make $10 an hour, but you have a car that's worth $20,000. You are being materialistic because you can't afford that car. Or you can, but you basically live in that car, right?
Yeah.
Like you live with your mom, but you, or your girlfriend, and they pay all your bills and this and that or whatever, vice versa. That's materialistic to me, right? The person that drives and makes $100,000 a year but drives a $100,000 Tesla is more materialistic than the guy that makes $1 billion a year and flies private in his jet everywhere. Because it's like the fraction of the income just doesn't, it's not in proportion, right?
Yeah.
The ratio. And I think Dave Ramsey talks about it all the time. It's like he drives nice cars and all that, but he pays cash for them, so it doesn't matter. He likes nice vehicles and he can afford them. If you can afford things, it's not materialistic at all. It's what you've earned, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about college. Now, if you want to send your kids to college and hopefully you want to pay for it and all that, I think what's the average college? Just even, I think it's like, what, 150 grand is like the average 4-year university right now?
Yeah, it's cheap right now.
And you hopefully your kid don't want to be a doctor, right? But even so, 150 grand to be a teacher, 150 grand to be a environmental science major, which nothing. Yeah, you can go like raise tadpoles for a living. I don't know. A basket weaving one. But all these things, 150 grand. I got four kids. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
$600,000 if I want to pay for their school so they can have a fresh start when they come out and not be buried in debt.
Yeah.
That's that. So am I like crazy that I need to make extra money? That me and Talia want to make $400,000, $500,000, $1 million a year? So that way one day we can leave our children's children with an inheritance instead of, here's your mom's student loan that they never paid off.
Yeah, pay that for me.
Yeah, well, like, or even worse, hey, like, you can pay our debt off because we don't have any money and Social Security got canceled.
Yeah.
Guys, we talked about cars and houses. I mean, weddings, oh my gosh. A traditional thing, you know, hopefully the kids get married to somebody that's rich anyway, but, you know, it's supposed to be the father of the daughter pays for the wedding.
Yeah.
I have four daughters. I only got one son. They give me a break.
You got Rico. We got to get him married.
Yeah, right. And even so, me and Talia's wedding cost about $12,000. We did absolutely everything to do it, and it was nice. It turned out really well. The kids aren't going to go for that. They're way too popular. They got too many roots now in Florida, in Maine, in Virginia. They're extremely, like, loved. Everybody loves our kids.
Yeah.
So I'm guaranteeing by between now and when they get married, they're going to have a lot more friends.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing that $12,000 wedding that we did, 20, 30 years before at that point, will be, what, at least $50,000? Is that a very small wedding at that point, too?
Yeah.
Because cost of living keeps going up. Cost of goods, cost of services, everything keeps rising. So, say Bella gets married when she's 30, which is in 20 years, it's probably going to cost by, what, 70, 80 grand for her to have a nice wedding?
I don't want to think about that.
So, not only do I got to give her an education and all that stuff, I'm hoping she starts making like 100 grand a year on the side, like thrifting, and it's like, oh, you know, I'm covered. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to college.
Sounds good to me.
You know, this coming from a guy that has more credits than a doctor with no degree, that's high class stupid there. And my wife, who has a college degree, which
doesn't apply to anything,
right? So yeah, materialistic or realistic? Realistically, you need to make a lot of money. You know, me and Talia, you have to have a safety net. That's why this whole thing we created was about married and in business, right? The whole podcast has been based off that, about making money, making a safety net, doing it with your spouse, your side by side, right?
Yeah.
Helping you get freedom side by side. I think, well, that's something like our thing. I never listened to it, but that's kind of the point, right?
Yeah.
If you right now today started making a real income on the side, $20,000 or what, $2,000, $3,000 a month on the side, that's above and beyond everything. How much money is that in your lifetime? I saw Ryan Danny Moran. He does the Freedom Fast Lane. It's actually a different podcast now, but he did the math on, like, if you had Warren Buffett's skills on investing, if you put $1,000 a month into your account for 50 years, $1,000 a month for 50 years, that would be, in Warren Buffett investing terms, you'd be worth $1.1 billion in 50 years. Mm. Billion.
Yeah.
Right? Because the magic of compound interest. So what if you could do the same thing? You got your 401k. You're doing good. You love your job. Good, you know, mazel tov. Just keep doing that. What if you started putting away $36,000 a year and you gain 10% on it every year?
Yeah.
Not a bad thing. Or the rule of seven, if you doubled your money every 7 years, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You'd have enough money to pay for your kids' education and pay for your kids' weddings and things like that. And still maybe have a, you know, own your house, you own your cars, and maybe even retire with dignity. One day, maybe not be a billionaire, but it's still pretty good, right? Like, there's nothing worse. And we talked about this before when we lived in Florida and Amazon shut us down for a little while. We made enough money to basically tread water. Remember that?
Yeah.
We made just enough that we could pay our bills. Like, that is like the worst thing. To me, that's worse than not being able to pay our bills, because all the money, all the work we do just breaks even.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than breaking even, because nothing's saved. Nothing's paid off. It's just purgatory. There's no heaven. It's almost like hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to really put things in perspective. Like, that's really what we're trying to do, get you to put things in perspective. What do you really need for your life to be full? What do you really need for your for you to be successful in your endeavors, for you to be successful for your family, for you to be able to provide for your children, even whether they need it or they don't need it? So figuring those things out is really important, and then making a way to actually do it, which is why we do our podcast as well, is to help other couples and singles figure out what they can do on the side. We always recommend Amazon and eBay because that's what we do, but there's plenty of other things that you can do out there. Yeah. And, you know, so what can you do in your spare time and not wasting time? You know, what can you do that's going to make money and move you forward, move your family forward, move your future forward to something where when you're 45, you're not waiting to retire at, you know, 65. You're like, I don't have to have a regular job anymore. I've built up enough income and I've invested and I've been wise with my money and I have a safety net. And so if today I don't want to work anymore at 45 years old, I'm good. But most people choose to work anyways because they're still preparing. They're still, there's just more that they want to do. So, you know, if you, Mike mentioned this before, but if you are not making a lot of money, you shouldn't be spending a lot of money. Look at the percentage of your income that you're spending versus the dollar amount that you're spending. And then that could probably help you make a better spending decision.
Yeah. I mean, truth is, you only have one life to live and you should have fun, right? It's a big world out there and there's a lot to see. I think that people should always have more than enough so they can travel, so they can make memories. The only thing you take with you when you can't take anything with you except people, right? Yeah. When you die. The only thing you can do while you're on here that makes more of on this big ball of mud is just make memories, right? And that's what you constantly need to do. You know, we're going to go back to Florida, hopefully here in what, 6 weeks, we got to book the room, but, or the hotel, the timeshare, but literally it's, you know, it's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that when we pass, maybe somebody cares, right? And the reason why we always talk about eBay and Amazon, because that's one thing what we do in, that's kind of our expertise, where it's at, but it's also the easiest way to make extra money. Literally the easiest way. There's no other way that's any way, any part, any shape, any form easier than that, right?
Yeah.
It's not working side jobs or doing this and that. It's you can do all this stuff and not break a sweat, and it's a lot of fun too.
Oh yeah, we love it.
So guys, I just want to challenge you to just think about that, right? Think about the difference between someone that you think is materialistic and somebody just being realistic, right? I heard plenty of the people that are like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, and all they're doing is, well, I used to hear it all the time, and same thing in MLM, is people being broke at a higher level. That's all they were doing. They had cars and stuff they couldn't afford to impress people they didn't like and didn't care about it, didn't know that they were even around.
Yep.
And don't be that way. You know, earn your keep, earn your living, earn your freedom to do whatever you want to do when the time comes. And I just tell you, we worry about a lot of our friends and family that don't think like us, even though they might have more money in the bank than we do, a better paying job, better business, whatever it is, right? If they don't have the idea of, you know, you're living on less than you earn, saving money, this and that, this is the fundamental things that you have to do to eventually retire one day with dignity so you can realistically live nicely.
Yeah.
Right. Wait, what happens with one person gets cancer in your family and you have to flip the bill? You're broke.
Yeah.
One big car wreck, you can't work anymore. You're in trouble. Right. But if you listen to the other 22 reseller bonus episodes that we've done, you'll be in good shape.
As long as you take action.
As long as you take action. There's so many people out there that defy the odds of what's possible and what's not. And all we're doing is just telling you that you can do things and you can achieve whatever you want to do, right? Not sound like a, you know, fortune cookie, but just work hard and things happen, right?
Yeah. So guys, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Don't forget that we are living in a material world. And I am a material girl.
You know it.
All right, guys, have a great night. We hope you enjoy this episode.
You guys have a fantastic week, and leave us a review if you can, and do us a favor, just like and share these. We're going to post these. We post them all the time on our Facebook page. So please share this with people that you feel would benefit. And if you want to ever reach out to us, hey, friend us on Facebook. We'll talk to you, right? If not, message us right there on the Married to Ann in Business podcast Facebook page, and we will be chatting it up.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. Take care.